Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There are many tasks I was given, but there was a primary task that I was given. Yes. Let me get you to the power washing the umbrella part.
Okay.
The mildew and mold on top of our gorilla. Our umbrella.
What's not the gorilla, matter umbrella. With you?
I don't know.
We're trying to determine whether it's great or create.
It's crate.
All right, let's play it again.
Deck man, great memories. Crate.
It's great memories, but it's... Or is it create?
It's a crate.
Deck man, great memories.
It's horrible. Nice whatever it is, it's horrible.
Crate.
Crate memories.
C-R-A-T-E. Crate.
Well, you know what? If you have enough memories, you put them in a crate and you save them for later. And that teaches them to pee outside.
My note to the guys is like, he's helping with the hurricane cleanup.
I was so proud.
Others.
Pony was proud.
He said, others?
That's my hero right there.
So.
Right.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Thank you, everybody. Yay! Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C.
Hi.
God, Michael wanted me to say something to you guys right at the front of the show. What your dog's doing? Oh. Or something like that. It's what the kids are. Michael! I'm here. Michael! What am I supposed to say
the dog
to them
pound?
Today? What am Maybe. I supposed to say at the beginning of the show? What's your dog's... What is it? Say it for them. Come over and say it to him.
Yeah.
What, come here. Just come over. I want to start
roll
the
off
show.
His tongue.
Yeah.
What?
Because it sounds interesting.
What did he just say right into the mic with him? I can't hear you through my headphone. It's not... No. Just say it. Go ahead.
What the dog doing?
What the dog doing?
What the dog doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, bet.
What live from Podville Media, Washington, D.C.
No cap.
Welcome to my entire week.
That was an amazing lunge at your headphones. Yeah.
Everything in negotiation.
Pull it out of your ear.
Welcome to the family with the best listeners in the world and great places around the world like Rome, Italy. Logouti, Indiana.
Yes.
Secaucus, New Jersey. Egan, Minnesota. Forks, Washington. And Doha, Qatar. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And happy to be here. Really.
So good to see you.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't know where to start, but I want to start by telling the power people and the Xfinity people and the people that... have done this, just an amazing job with it, getting us back in certain parts of the state. Yesterday, about 50% of the county still without power. Up in Charlotte County, north of us, more power out. And, a stunning... It's funny because I took my family away, as you know, when I logged in a few days last week from another side of the state. And then... the fun really began when we came back home because we came back home on the day we were told we had power, which was Friday. We left at about, I don't know when we left, sometime probably around noonish, noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock on Friday, made our way across Alligator Alley, got home, had power. And then 7 o'clock, I remember the time immediately, 7 o'clock on Sunday, blip. And it was gone again, and then we got it back 24 hours later, a little over 24 hours later, and half the neighborhood had it, and half the neighborhood didn't have it. And as of right now, because I haven't been watching the news this morning, as of last night, it was about 54%, 49% of the entire county where I am without power, and everybody down here pulling together and figuring out how to help people. You hear one thing again and again and again and again and again. It's like, and for all the people that did not lose their homes, how lucky we are. And that's what a lot of people are saying, regardless of the level of damage. If you have a home that's standing or not water up to the, halfway up the walls, you're in the lucky category. Then you go to the next level, which is people that had flooding and a horrible situation where water came into their homes, and apparently the smell is the real problem. I haven't been in a house like that, but I could drive less than a mile to get to one. And then the last part would be what is the most devastating situation I've ever seen, and it was the wind and water combination. Look, I wanted to talk about these storms, these hurricanes, because I consider myself now a pretty big expert on how to handle yourself. And you're going to hear a lot of talk in the next few weeks, and you probably already have, about the early warning and whether people got the warning. Let me make it real clear. I have always erred on the side of caution and gotten my family out. With that said, I have the means to do that. I can take my family to a motel or a hotel and drive out of the danger. There are people, you know, when you talk about people who didn't heed the warning, there are people that couldn't heed
right,
the warning.
Right.
There was a lady that was killed on Fort Myers Beach that was on vacation, and she couldn't pull it together to get a ride off the island because of the lateness of the hour. And that was what happens. But there are also people that get worried about their jobs, and it's fear. And when you look at all the facts, ultimately you have to say that if there's one thing to take away from this storm, it's that if you are even if you're not in that cone, F the cone. The cone was wrong.
Right.
So what you have to do is if you're in the general vicinity of this thing, the worst thing you can do is turn around. I've always said that. The worst thing you can do is turn around. And I think that's what that's what happened here. You're going to hear a lot of people saying that they weren't given the evacuation notice soon enough. And that might be true, but these people were at the mercy of the National Hurricane Center that was dicking around with that cone as early as 48 hours out. That usually doesn't happen. They're usually a lot better than that. And they, you know, it was tough. And the local meteorologists that we all watch were relying on them to get the information.
When you were driving back from your safe hotel and coming back, I guess you were headed south and west back to your home.
I was heading from east to west.
East to west. Yes.
Due west.
So could you see increasing devastation as you got closer? What was that ride like?
Ride, you wouldn't even know because it's the middle of the Everglades.
Okay.
So don't see it until you got over to the Naples side. We saw a couple of signs that were bent and twisted. It's important to point out that with this thing, and this is the way it's always been with every hurricane. We've been through a few of them down here. The idea of the damage, and this is my interpretation. I'm not an expert, but I have to tell you how I always look at it. A, the primary issue you have in a storm like this is the combo of wind and water. Always. That's the massive damage. All right. The other thing to note is that the swath of destruction is narrower than you would think. You think of a giant hurricane that goes out for hundreds and hundreds of miles, and you think that, oh, you're close to it. No, it's not the way it works. The real 140, 150, which is catastrophic, is narrower than you would think. But what really does people in, and boy, did people get it this time, is the combination of the wind and the water, which is wind and storm surge. And wind and storm surge on a shallow deck like Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel and Cape Coral and Pine Island, it's just overwhelming. And you see the water comes up so quickly, people don't know what to do. I remember watching the news. I think I might have talked about it on the show. Did I? I'm not sure. There were guys that were body surfing next to Fort Myers Beach Pier.
Yeah, you always see those idiots. Which
looks like, you know, Oscar, you've been down to the Keys, yeah. which now looks like Flagler's Railroad that is gone.
Yeah,
we've been, we've stayed, you know, for weeks at a time in Fort Myers. That's right. Fort Myers Beach proper.
Yeah.
So the lens that we're looking at this through is out. It's not your lens, but
Ohio Avenue.
We understand the parameters of where we stayed. I can, from an aerial view, you can see the devastation.
Oh yeah.
What was
yeah,
there, that's it was one not of the areas anymore. It's not there.
Yeah. It's just, it's not there anymore.
Fort Myers, there's an area, it's called Times Square, where we'd all go down mm-hmm. next to the pier.
Yeah.
That's gone. There are two yeah. buildings, I think, that are shells wow. that are there. Then you look at the $10 million properties yep. that go out the further you get from the main drag, and it just two, gone, 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 one, two, gone, gone, gone. And you just go down the list. But the thing that got me emotional last week when I came on the show, what got me in a land long ago, far, far away, I came down here the first time to visit my sister on Sanibel Island. My dad was coming down at that point. My niece Jessica was a little bitty baby, and he was playing with her in the pool, and it was just where we went. It's where we went and it's what made me fall in love with this area. And that's probably not inhabitable for a good long time. Nobody's really... There's not a lot of evidence over there. There have been minor reports done, but you can only get to the island by boat or by helicopter, and the Hueys are in the air and the choppers are in the air. I drove down to the Sanibel Causeway, could not get past the police. I'm not going to, talk to the police while they're dealing with people that really have issues, so I hung a U-turn and didn't even deal with that. I won't try to go through a roadblock just to be a looky-loo. I drove down to see what has happened. You don't get far enough to what's going on. The thing that that I remember down at Fort Myers Beach, these massive shrimp boats that are just, tossed. Mm-hmm. Tossed on top of each other. The weight. And when you think of the Fort Myers, the Sanibel Causeway, concrete, iron structures just eradicated. And you think of now even with the pavement leading up to the causeway, the road, that's sand. And I get that. I can see where that would buckle and that would happen. But man, the concrete girders, the just like somebody erased it, mind boggling.
I think people really tend to mentally underestimate the power of water or moving earth in the case of a landslide or an earthquake. Yeah. It's unstoppable. And when that surge happens, that water is all sucked out, sometimes in a gradual way. And when it's released and comes back in, it's quite remarkable. And it's not anything that can be controlled.
I'm not giving you a bulletin here when I say living on the water is a risk. It is anywhere. Right. The people that were well inland that are living, there was a scare with the Imperial River down here, which is, I guess, about... 10 minutes south of where I am. And when you get the 18 to 20 to 30 inches of rain in that swath up near Orlando, and then you get these different rivers, the Peace River and draining down into the Imperial River, and that was going up, and they thought, oh, this not this, that it's going to carry on down. But that's the way Florida works. I was watching this the other day. Florida's kind of tilted down, and that all the water flows down into the Everglades. So it's just living on the water is a risk, no matter whether it's a river, no matter whether it's a stream. You live on the water, you're taking the risk. When you live at the beach, a four or a category four hits you, it's go time. I mean, you're wiped out. So a lot of people made it out. The loss of life, over 100 now. It's just it's decimated massive swaths. It's changed this area forever. It'll never be the same. With all that negativity, I don't say this very often when I'm giving those silly news stories, but I don't think there is a state anywhere in the union with the that where the cleanup would be more concerted and and would work as well as it does in this state with the industry of landscaping being what it is. Mm-hmm. It's stunning how quickly debris has been picked up around this area. It's amazing to me how people have gotten together and, you know, people have come in for the power trucks coming in from all the other states down here. I've decided personally to, you know, work on the teachers and staff members at my kids' school because I think that's just specific, and to help these people who have lost homes and lost vehicles. I mean, forget it. I mean, vehicles were, I remember talking to a guy from Fort Myers Beach when we were hunkered down across Alligator Alley, and he said to me, there were 15 cars in our tiny little condo parking lot, and they're gone. Gone. I mean, gone. That's the storm surge out to sea, you know,
wow,
somewhere at the bottom of the Davy Jones, you know, that type of thing. But man, do people are working hard. The fact that there are areas that are back to normal, this was last week.
Yeah, I can't believe you
this was a week.
The way you are today.
Yeah, I really didn't think we'd be able to do this today. I knew we planned for it, but I didn't think it was going to happen.
I don't get it. I do get it. They said they were going to take care of the infrastructure in this area, and they did. The thing that's amazing is they have down here, when you come to Southwest Florida, and they have it all over hurricane areas, Pony's mom probably has these poles. They're these giant concrete power poles, and they don't look. And to see the engineering that goes into those, it's staggering. It's for one thing and one thing over only. It's to prevent them from toppling during a storm. Mm-hmm. And to see those half-mast where they were is, and that's down towards Fort Myers Beach. To see that is amazing. But people. We talk about people all the time and not coming together. And it's amazing what people are doing right now and how many people come to this state. When you're in a disaster area, you see the trucks and the license plates and the power people and everybody down here helping and doing an amazing job. And the people that, you know, this water culture that we have, you know, a barrier island, you know, people have shallow boats that go out there. They're bay boats, they're called, and they're very shallow draft, and they go out and they're taking care of people as well. And the governor has been everywhere. And this is when you throw politics out the window.
Right.
And you just go, he's here. He's doing this. Now, look, you can say if you want to be negative, well, it's an option year and he's playing for his contract. Yeah, it's an election year. Doesn't matter. You either do it or you don't. There are guys that are good at it and there are guys that aren't. He's led. He's done a good job coordinating these efforts to help people. Pine Island, you know, he was very forceful getting this temporary bridge together. I liked what he had to say about getting things done simultaneously as opposed to waiting for something to be accomplished, then moving on to the next task. It's a multi-pronged effort, and I agree with him. And so Governor DeSantis gets a salute from me because this is when you chuck politics out the window and, you know, and hopefully what he's doing is going to help people.
Will you vote for him?
No.
Okay, just
thank
checking.
You for bringing it up, though.
Just
I
checking.
We just want to confirm.
Yes.
What happened?
Didn't know if everything had changed in Florida.
Are we deprogrammed? What's that? What happened?
Yeah.
If I never see another storm shutter, it'll be too soon. Those aluminum pricks that I wrestled with.
Now, did you label them before you put them away?
No. Hell no.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Mike doesn't even label his cables.
I know. No, I'm not a labeler.
Yeah.
He is the labeler.
I mean,
the
you could have just taken a Sharpie and written right on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 few. All right, so it's just...
But you also assisted a neighbor, didn't you, with his storm shutters?
I thought you were like...
No, my neighbor assisted me.
Oh.
I read your text because Mike and I have been in heavy communications.
Yes.
And I thought you said, I'm helping my neighbor with his shutters. That's why I said, please be safe.
Was I helping him with his shutters?
Did you help him with his shutters? Or did he help you?
Who was I helping?
I thought you were running around like, you know, Johnny.
I had an image of Mike running across the street saying, I'll help you with that and let's label them.
Like Johnny Good Samaritan.
I have my Sharpie. We're going to label this like front window.
You're walking around with a hammer and
I'm walking around with a hammer and a drill.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Like going from house to house and like let's help each other out.
But you do that most weekends, don't you?
Walk up and down the street with a drill. No, yesterday when I was taking the shutters down, my neighbor George.
Yeah.
Came over and we'd taken them down. Carla was crazy. She took a bunch of them down. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what the hell I was doing.
Were you giving a facial to somebody?
It runs together because I mean, you're just trying to help.
Yeah.
Soup kitchen. shut up.
And which side were you serving at the soup kitchen?
I literally read that text. I was like, man, this guy's like really getting.
Yeah, that's what.
That's what
and Oscar
out.
Told me that you were assisting.
I was like, he's going to be helping his neighbors out. More important things in the show at the moment. I get that. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's who Mike is.
Throwing off a real Mike Rowe vibe.
Yeah. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Dirty jobs.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Somebody's got to do it. I'm sorry. I'm arranging my paper.
That's fine.
That's fine.
But my note to the guys is like, he's helping with the hurricane cleanup.
I was so proud.
Others.
Pony was proud.
He said, others?
That's my hero right there.
So.
Right.
So you said, hold on, let's reset here. You said Carla went crazy. How did Carla go crazy?
My memory is so scrambled as to, I got hurricane brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that Carla came into me and she was very concerned and she said, she looked me in the eye. We're going to determine now the speed factor of one of our coworkers here and how fleet of foot he is.
All right.
She looked me in the eye and she said, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? She said, the Mike O'Mara live show is back. He's on it today. He is on it today. Saturday, April 15th at the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. Tickets will be available to all of you soon. November 1st, actually. That's still accurate?
Yeah, pre-sale this Friday at 5 p.m.
That's
going
right.
Live.
Watch your email.
The bonus show subscribers. Subscribe today.
This spring, Mike, Oscar, and Rob will be headed to the city that care for God to meet you, greet you, and entertain you as only they can. Fun laughs, music, and surprises in a real great music hall.
Maybe the best we've ever played.
The House of Blues.
Yes.
Plus a great chance for all of America to congregate and partay. Can't wait for it. There is no better city for good times than New Orleans, and the House of Blues is right in the middle of it all in the heart of the French Quarter on historic Decatur Street. The food, the drinks, the laughs, and a bit of voodoo magic. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
The past few years have been tough. This is written Ian.
Well, you can say days if you want as well.
How about hours?
Hours. This show.
Past few hours have been tough, and we're all ready to blow off some steam, you think? We can't wait to host the most dysfunctional family reunion ever. It's been way too long since we've gotten together, so plan to be there. And really, it's House of Blues coming up April 15th, tax day, easy to remember. We've given you plenty of notice, so make your travel plans accordingly. I gotta make mine. Sooner than later, you know. And yeah. What are you doing, Oscar? Have you gotten any forward progress on where you might be hanging your hat?
I had a wild idea. Pony, how old are you?
I am 39.
Okay. Rob?
51. You know this.
Oscar, 44. Mike, 62?
Yes.
Right? 3.
63?
I'll be 52 when the show rolls around.
What we usually do is I book everybody's hotel rooms. Now that we're all adults, why don't we just do it on our own?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Well, I do that anyway.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, I think
as a rule,
I'd just rather you stay at the hotel you want to stay at.
As a rule, you've just recommended where you wanted us to stay and then we handle it. So, yeah.
Is there a reason for this change of heart other than the fact that you're a very busy man?
Well, I ultimately don't want the blowback of a bad hotel. And as I was talking to Shan this weekend, she goes, why are you booking everybody's hotel?
Who gave you the blowback of a bad hotel?
You were kind enough last year to say, I'm not staying at the Downtown Grand that place is...
I mean, 2 years ago.
2 years
Three
ago.
Years
3 years
ago.
Yeah,
yeah. And that would be a bad hotel for this trip anyway, because that's in Las Vegas.
Can I finish, please?
Yes, but let me get the joke out. It's why I'm here.
Jesus.
Jesus, indeed.
You went to a better hotel because you recorded.
Yes.
And then I realized, I was like, why am I telling people all to go to this hotel when it could be garbage? Why am I taking on that risk? We all have a certain level of want,
you know,
right?
There's nothing that Carrie, my wife, Freshface, loves more.
Oh, Carrie's new nickname is Old Freshface.
Old Freshface.
Because of the surgeries?
Yes.
Yes.
There's nothing
Old Freshface.
There's nothing better than Old
like
Freshface likes better.
No. Old Freshface.
Old Freshface. Than searching.
Hey, no, Old Freshface.
Looking for hotel deals and especially airline deals. So mm-hmm. if she happens on anything, I'll pass it along at least to keep you in the loop. But she, the minute before we even announced it on the show, she was searching airline deals for New Orleans.
Yeah, I could use the points from my card to get a better hotel. But if I get a better hotel than Mike using my points, he's going to be upset at me.
And also, This goes back to the last time in New Orleans, and I don't know, you know, if we're all looking at this through some sort of distorted vision.
It's the same New Orleans glasses.
The same New Orleans glass, Mike, will give us this. You rub the crystal New Orleans ball, and it says this. We were on Adrian for months to get us some sort, not even a free deal, just a square deal.
He worked for a hotel year.
At a property down there, and he'd get us a deal that was just worse than a square deal. Yeah. And then he and Dan O'Brien ended up on Bourbon Street for 5 nights.
I remember.
And that's what goaded us.
That's the rub.
Oh, that's a bad Vegas.
He feathered his own nest.
He did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like he took all the reference points he took when we booked his hotel.
Yes.
And then booked his better hotel.
Well, here's the question, Mr. Money Manager.
Yes.
When you're talking about the, the team.
Yeah.
Traveling.
Yes.
Usually the reason you have made arrangements for the team is because the team is kind of taken care of. Is
correct.
That
correct?
So where do you line up with that? What if somebody says, Pony comes to you and says, I'm all set. I'll send you the receipt from the Ritz-Carlton.
Pony's been the greatest of all of this because he would use his family's Marriott points. So he would just do what he needs to do.
Yeah.
So that just leaves you and Rob. That's helping the team.
Yeah,
that's great.
Like he's great.
It's just you and Rob.
Well, Carrie is investigating for us the possibility of an Airbnb because we have some cousins that are coming into the show.
Cousins!
Bingo. Hiya,
bingo.
Mike.
Bingo, bango.
So we may do that.
Yeah. So that just leaves you and me, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll communicate communicate.
Hey, I found a good rate here. I found a great
if you become,
there.
And by the way, I've been there. Yeah. This would be 8 or 9 times.
Yeah,
so
this would be my second time. So I don't know.
If you
about it.
Come across something you want to run it by me for yourself, I'll let you know.
Are you going to drive? You said there's a possibility you may drive.
Maybe. It would be, when you go through something like this, you just say you're happy. There's depression. That I'm going through. Mm-hmm. I'm back to seeing my person, because it's just overwhelming. But you also want to take advantage of moments. So, yeah, I might do that. I might drive up I think we'll talk about that. It'd be fun to do it. And
given the option, I think that is probably the preferred way to do it.
I think we might do it. I'm going to double check and see what that involves. And then
you'll need a full tank of gasoline.
Gasoline. Oh, that's another thing.
Yes.
We had 3 days, and I don't want to shortchange the people and just make it all about exactly where I live.
Right.
But the gas lines in Irma were much longer and lasted much longer, and there are still plenty of areas. The thing that is tough when you're driving the streets, they tell you, first of all, stay off. That's hard to do. You want to get out. You want to get supplies. You want to see what's going on. You want to know what's going on. My wife went back to work today. She's on the roads. You realize how truly important with the American driver having a traffic light is. Mm-hmm. And when I forgot what the percentage was, but it was over half of the traffic lights in Lee County, the county that I live in, General Robert E. Lee County.
Yes.
We're out.
Do you have the equivalent of our local reporter, Bob Barnard, out there saying, if you encounter a traffic light that's out, handle it as a four-way stop.
Well, they all scream that.
Yeah.
And that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Of course.
Unless you're an idiot. And so when you see the idiots go through, at one guy, it had to be 50, 55 miles an hour.
Oof.
And just not even on the main drag, treated it as though it was a green light, and he went through. And if anybody had been in that intersection, it would have been problematic. And it just backs traffic up because people are all going, you know. So to the inventor of the traffic light, I'm just going to say I've learned to appreciate you.
His name, Mike, was Phineas T. Traffic.
No, and it was Johnny Light. He was a Johnny. Named, Johnny Light.
Named on the patent, Johnny Light.
Johnny Light.
Johnny Light.
Johnny Light. So that water, the military trucks, the military vehicles are all over. I see them when I go out. The sirens, morning, noon, and night here that we get when we're out. But people venturing out. And then I think that, you know, I talked to one of our dear friends, Jennifer, who we were both talking about. What's the word she used? I wouldn't call it survivor's remorse, but it is survivor's remorse, where you just feel an overwhelming sense of sadness that, you know, what can you do? And I'm trying to noodle that all through. The thing with my kid's school is one way of doing it. Now that we are back to work, I want to help in whatever. There's so many volunteers that have taken care of this, but the areas that need the most help are not accessible. And, you know, it's just you do what you can. So do what you can. I put a couple of websites up there. I think people are smart enough in our listening audience to negotiate the charities and where they want to send their money. So please do that. But I think there are a lot of people that need help, immediate mm-hmm. help, housing help.
Mm-hmm.
And
food.
You know, food. And people are just doing an amazing job down here because it's a good community that way. That's what people rally together.
May I ask you if like your son's school is okay?
Structure-wise,
about...
The school is staging supplies for people that need food and clothing, and minimal damage is what I heard. I haven't been to his school. Okay. I plan to go to his school tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll be able to get the information of what I'm going to bring with me. But it's going to be underwear, brand new underwear, not socks, because we're not in the, you know, thank God we're not in cold weather climes.
Right.
But, you know, I just have to figure out what I'm going to do. That's a staging area, and that's going out to teachers and staff that lost their homes here. And so, but I'll find out more. The last I heard was that it was okay. When is he going back to school? I don't know. When is Lee County going back to school? I don't know. Charlotte County, I don't know.
Does he still attend Johnny Light Elementary?
Johnny Light, named after the inventor of the traffic light. That's the one he had. But you know, it's very, I'll tell you one thing, in our little neighborhood of people that were prepared, and I got my buddy from Boston, and I drive by. And
your
this
buddy
is when
from Boston.
From Boston, that's the way he sounds too.
Oh, really?
Well, and we were out of power, and, you know, it was minor inconvenience, so that's the way I would describe
it.
We lost food in the refrigerator. Ooh, what a hardship. No, it wasn't. Not at all. It's the way it is down here. You deal with that. But I go by my buddy who didn't lose anything because he had his
generator,
and I said, how you doing? He said, how am I doing? Listen to that. Purring like a kitten, Michael. Purring like a kitten. His generator.
Let him call you Michael.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And that's a New England thing.
Okay.
And you hear the, everywhere you'd go, you'd hear the.
Yeah.
And it was the smell. It smelled a lot like firecrackers.
Yeah.
That's what the fumes from these generators smelled like. Mm. And so I would go off and run an errand. Then I would come back and I'd drive really slowly and I'd roll down my window. And what would tell me the power wasn't back on yet before I get to my house would be the sound of generators.
Mm.
And so I still, you know, it's funny. I don't think I'm going to buy one, though, because it's just, they're very expensive.
Sure.
The whole house generator, listen to me, they're very expensive. It's such a rube. I don't think you buy one now.
Well,
call
actually,
me crazy.
Right now might be the time to buy.
Yeah.
It's
like
a buyer's market. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Because it's
like right after
you'll
Christmas.
Have vans drive by and be like, hey, I got some hot new generators in the truck.
And then buy a snowblower in April, especially in Florida.
But the best of the best.
What?
The best of the best. The roof guy, everybody has a roof guy down here.
Of course.
You have to have a roof guy. Our roof guy, Keith, came out, inspected the roof. We are good. And there is one tile missing on the top, and he's coming back to fix it.
That is sensational. That is very good
news. And DermGlow is open?
DermGlow is open for business.
Great. I'm happy for
you. And as somebody said online, though, please, folks, if you have a vacation property rental or you have vacation plans, you just hold off a little bit on double-checking that right now. People are dealing with basic survival issues. So, you know, sorry if your vacation got screwed up. If you had a vacation planned at Fort Myers Beach or Sanibel or Pine Island or Cape Coral, probably a good idea to make some other plans. Maybe Alaska. Alaska's
very nice this time of year.
What about the club?
Happy Valley?
Yes.
Happy Valley, I believe that was further south of here, so it didn't get the same level of issues. So I think they're good to go, and they should be open in a week or two. Mm-hmm. And everybody's just chugging. Grocery stores, Publix, Publix, the greatest grocery store chain in America. I think they were open 24 hours after the storm.
I saw a story about an employee that actually hand-delivered a birthday cake to a little girl who thought her birthday was going to be ruined by the hurricane, and they brought a birthday cake from Publix to the house to the girl.
That sounds like Rob Spiewak's Eyewitness News. Yeah. You know, where finally tonight, and there's a little girl that thought her birthday was ruined.
I thought you were going to say her the little girl's name was Snuggles.
He was a little dog named, and I got to talk about an effing dog dying. But anyway, that's
Publix
it.
But the Publix is great. They didn't shut down?
Well, I mean, we were gone. Like we came back last Friday, and we went to, Carla did a grocery store run. I did a.
Did you phone ahead and say, Publix, we're coming back and you better be open?
Yes. I warned them.
Tip of the cap to our wonderful logistics coordinator, Dan O'Brien, for getting you a remote kit as close as possible. This is wild. When you call FedEx, they're like, there's no service near Mike. The closest service we could ever even deliver to is 30 minutes away from Mike. So we're able to get you something just in case this didn't work, your hard line, because you didn't have internet for a couple days.
And then once you, the day you sent it out, my power came back on. My Comcast came back
but
on.
The fact that...
Kudos to the people at the cable. We bitch about them a lot, but now I'm going to say, you know, things have been pretty good during our run of this show. You have to admit that. You got to accept when something's
that way.
Although
they could work a little harder on that 4K channel.
What's your purview on the Bucket Bunnies down there? Do you know anything about this?
I know nothing, but can we talk about the Bucket Bunnies when we come back?
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yes.
I would like to do that, and maybe we'll delay the news for the third break.
Okay.
I'd like to know about Bucket Bunnies. I'd like to talk about boiling water, which is why I drink out of,
the bottle.
Crazy Rich Asians. Aquafina.
Love it.
It's a different girl.
I know it is. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the creature.
You're a monster.
You're a monster.
Right. I'm a monster.
We're not monsters.
That's scary stuff.
You're the monster.
You hot monster.
He's a monster.
Oh, my God. Is this you calling me a monster?
If you don't have a Mike O'Mara Show bonus subscription, you're a monster. Your blood will run cold with the fear of missing out on the frighteningly funniest hour of TMOS every week. Uncut. Uncensored.
Undead. It's alive!
Save yourself by ordering a TMOS bonus subscription by clicking the bloody banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. The power of Christ compels you.
You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
Love that promo. Good job, guys. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. With the housing market facing an especially cold winter, can home buyers gain the upper hand? According to my good friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, having the right mortgage lender can give you that advantage. The lender you work with can make the difference between celebrating a new home versus losing your dream home and kicking yourself. And kicking yourself, not only is it hard to do, but it hurts because you're really close to the other leg.
Hurts two places.
Lending has changed a lot, and whether you're a first-time home buyer or veteran investor, you need a team that will get to know your specific situation and get you the absolute best deal and program. Cornerstone First Financial continues to wow their clients with their low rates, ease of underwriting, and the speed to the closing table. It's no wonder they continue to be voted one of the best year after year. Even if you're working with another mortgage company, use them as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal. Plus, they are our friends. Call Cornerstone First Financial today. Here's the number. The number one mortgage company of TMOS. Or so. He's back. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or cornerstonefirst.com, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I want to thank all the people that reached out to me, but more than anybody else, my two buddies who I love to death, Oscar and Rob, and I almost love Pony. I like them a lot.
It's hard to love.
I never have to worry. You guys are always so thoughtful to me and let me do the way I can do it. It was such therapy for me, up until Friday, when it just got overwhelming, and then we were coming back. So, thank you for covering for me on Friday. I truly appreciate that for the bonus show. And, just being here on Monday and Tuesday this week to do the regular show. It's not easy when any of us are missing, and I know it requires extra effort, and you guys do so without a peep, and it's really, really cool.
It wasn't that. It was like I was talking to Carrie. I said, it's different.
Old fresh face.
Old fresh face.
I'm jumping on that bandwagon right away. Old fresh face.
It's fresh different face. If you're covering for someone because they're, say, on vacation or they have an appointment or something. But right. It was weird to come in and cover knowing that you were going through
a natural disaster.
It made it a little tough. And so we're glad to have you back. Very glad.
Look, the way I look at it, and everybody looks at it the same way, I'm not alone. I don't think I was going through a lot. I really don't. The fact is, we have a house that was standing. We had a house with power very shortly after the storm. We have minimal damage. So I put up and took down hurricane shutters. But I should say this. If you want to know, after the hurricane shutters are taken down and after some of the debris is cleared, there were umbrellas that we laid down on the ground. You know, one of those big umbrellas that kind of hooks over,
yeah,
and it's a
giant
thing.
Umbrella. It's like a covering.
A suspended umbrella. It requires heavy 50-pound block weights to support the base. Mm-hmm. So we have to take those out, She has to take those out, and then we lay the umbrella on its side. And so after everything was done,
umbrella calling.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. That's a spam call, and I'm not going to deal with it right now.
Spam sounds good.
Is it Deckman?
Turn your ringer on. Deckman. Yeah, you know, one thing, when you go through a storm like this, there's one person you have to call first.
Deckman.
Yes.
Create memories with a nice deck.
Everything's working.
Create memories with a nice deck.
Or recreate.
I thought it was great.
I think it's create.
It's great.
Are you hearing? Crate. Are you hearing my deck, man?
Yeah.
We're trying to determine whether it's great or create.
It's crate.
All right, let's play it again.
Deck man, create memories.
Crate.
It's great memories, but it's, or is it create?
It's a crate.
Deck man, create memories.
It's horrible. Whatever it is, it's horrible.
Crate
memory.
C-R-A-T-E. Crate.
Well, you know what? If you have enough memories, you put them in a crate and you save them for later. And that teaches them to pee outside.
So would you like to know the two household tasks that in a national, in a local emergency, I take care of after, you know, the devastation of a major hurricane?
Yeah, what's on your list?
Your hit parade.
I power washed the umbrella.
No?
Would you like to know the task that I was given today? Of many, I will say this, there are many tasks I was given, but there was a primary task that I was given. Yes. Let me get you to the power washing the umbrella part.
Okay.
The mildew and mold on top of our gorilla.
Gorilla.
Our umbrella.
What's
not
the
gorilla
matter
umbrella.
With you?
I don't know.
We have a mildewed gorilla down
get
here.
The paddles.
It was in very rough shape, and so I was bringing the power washer out to tend to the debris that was on the deck surface and all that, and I decided I would do this. So, note to you junior handymen out there,
yes,
all right? Be aware of the steps on your giant stepladder. I have a really big 8-foot stepladder, a big tall one, not a suspension ladder, a giant stepladder.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware. By the way, while I was doing my work, this is how normal things are back. There are pool guys all over the neighborhood that are tending to pools. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
And so, yes, because there's debris in them, and they come out and they fix them.
And didn't people put stuff in their pool for safety?
We did. We put two lounge chairs
in
there.
Okay, that's right.
Chaise lounges there.
But they're fixing everything.
It's like they don't miss a beat.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Just back to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's the attitude down here. I can say a lot of crap about Florida.
That's why the bucket bunnies are all.
I want to get to that. Yeah. I know you're hot to get to the bucket bunnies. But let me offer my.
It's almost cute when he does that.
Can I give my word of warning?
Yes, first? Please.
All right. When you're on a large stepladder, you know, way up there, doing the power washing of the umbrella, whatever you happen to be washing,
right?
Know that. Be aware. Situational awareness of where the last rung is. All right. This is for all you people out there that are thinking about being honey. Do not assume you are on the ground level when you aren't.
Oh no.
So.
That's
all.
You took
a
tumble.
All.
No. Since you were a stepladder, guy, that top rung where they say this is not a step.
Go that high.
I was going to say, what's your opinion on that?
I don't have the balance at my advanced age to do
you're
that.
An idiot if you step on that.
Yeah. I would fall.
I've fallen off a stepladder before.
You're an idiot.
No, but I mean, when you get older, that's one thing that goes. Balance goes.
Balance,
along with eyesight, prostate, all the other crap, balance goes. So,
and they're all related, Mike, if you piss yourself when you fall off a stepladder.
Mm-hmm. Carla's inside at her desk doing work for Dermglow Skin.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me get that.
TPS reports?
Yeah. She's got to reschedule the facials.
Pool guy's on the right side of the pool. I don't know where he is. I miss the last rung, and I go full bore down to the third one. It's like, a dinosaur, like a T-Rex falling.
So bad. Little arms.
And I'm like, that's my second major fall in less than 2 months.
Yeah.
And so
you're two
I'm
for
a
two
faller.
In 2022.
Yeah. What? Frankie? Was that Frankie? Did you hear Frankie?
No. I did not.
No.
You didn't fall on him, did you?
But a lot of people working down here. No, he wasn't around. Yeah. No, be more like. This is Frankie in the middle of the night now. It's getting old in the tooth. Okay.
Oh, real quick, while you're talking, I'm sorry, 20 seconds.
I want to get to the bucket bunnies.
I do too, but you were talking animals. How's the snake, Jake?
Dead.
Well, that was quick.
That was less than 20 seconds.
Nah, I'm kidding. He's alive.
Oh. Of course he is.
But there are no mice. There are no live mice to be found.
Oh, no.
Oh, and before we get to the bucket bunnies, I was tasked with another job today. What do you do when you've got a real bad storm cleanup to take care of? My wife, on her way out the door, says, I have to clean the fish tank.
Isn't that a good lesson for a young buck like Michael?
You know what, Oscar? You're right.
It is. Absolutely.
You're right. Yeah. I am spoiling him rotten.
And don't let him put it in the dishwasher.
No, you don't do that. You don't do any soap and water. You do with hot water. Well, I didn't know what to do either, and Carly didn't want to do it.
YouTube.
And this is something that slipped through the crack. And Miles, the fish, which is a, I don't know what kind of fish he is.
Beta fish?
A beta fish. How did you know?
I just guessed.
It was a beta fish.
Just guessed.
Is that what a lot
common
of little
fish.
Kids...
Common fish are kids. Yeah.
All right, beta fish.
They're not as popular as VHS fish, but they're very good.
The alpha betas burnt down their fraternity house.
And the master betas like to be left alone.
With the door locked. Thank you. Bada-bing! Bada-bing, everybody! So would you like to know...
Yes.
I had to call Elizabeth today to ask her about how to clean a fish tank, because would you like to know... When that fish tank had a real deep clean done last?
When?
Yeah, it's once a month, right?
When Elizabeth was here.
Oh,
that was
the holidays.
A year ago.
The high holidays, yes.
Last Thanksgiving.
Oof.
And so
How is it smelling?
It didn't smell bad.
It wasn't
it's a filter.
Water?
It's not just a tank. Nope.
Huh?
But there was crud everywhere.
Fish crud.
And I took care of it with FaceTime. I was communicating with my daughter on exactly what to do. And she said, Dad, make sure there's bacteria all over that. Make sure you wash your hands. So now Miles has been fed. Mm-hmm. It's out on the kitchen counter, and it is clean as a whistle, and he's doing great.
I am so pleased. I'm so pleased that the FaceTime of the cleaning of the fish tank didn't result in plunk.
No,
where you drop it in the aquarium. Yeah.
When I took him from the tank and put him in a, as Elizabeth
put him
said,
in the toilet.
Not a plastic bowl, a ceramic bowl.
That's right.
Put him in a ceramic because it'll keep him warmer.
And it's oven safe.
Like a ceramic toilet.
And he was kind of, he had that crooked, you know when fish have that crooked like body where they're kind of like twisted a little bit? That's usually where the way they look when they're going to die.
That's how I looked on March 16th.
I thought he was going to bite farm. All right. Oh, God. Yeah. All right. We got, I'm sorry. We news got is going to be delayed again. Yeah. Bucket Bunnies when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm sorry. I wrote the news. I am going to deliver it. I swear to God.
You have no idea, folks, how funny that is.
thanks for reaching out.
Anyway,
that's silly. Anyway, well, the other guy did. We'll take a break and we'll come back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Power 95, Twitch patrol lines are open. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Is this Jim Amato?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Rick Scoville?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
No.
Are you Linda Herr?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you to get tickets to the Mike O'Meara Live Show in New Orleans on April 15th. 8 p.m. at the House of Blues. Tickets are on sale to the general public on November 1st with a special pre-sale opportunity for bonus show subscribers.
Because of you, I'll be in New Orleans.
Best one he's ever done, Mike. Swear to God.
Fantastic. Oh, happy Twitch. And congratulations on your new gig at KD, as they like to call it. And for the whole company, right? He's the poobah there, isn't
he? He's running communications for all of KD and in cahoots with all of the Cedar Fair amusement parks. Yeah, he is. He's a...
Cedar Fair.
And he just...
Are you going to see me at Cedar Fair?
He landed in Fredericksburg. And folks, remember, now is the time to go to the Halloween Haunt.
Ooh. Ooh! Tell my daughter to go there because she got a new job yesterday.
Hey, it's terrific.
And she is going to be working for a company based out of Fredericksburg as well. Way to go, Elizabeth. Cool. Hey, does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots? Sunday. Can help you solve all these problems and more the easy way. They've got everything you need from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy. I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan. It's delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind as well. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about. Seaweed, iron, and molasses. Best of all, it really works. I've used it. I know. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. And now finally, because it's been teased, I missed it, Bucket Bunnies. And I guess they're helping people out. I have no idea what it is.
I have the audio from TikTok.
Please.
Yeah.
I saw this. I didn't know if it was appropriate to send to you in your time of recovery.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I felt like this was more of a PSA.
Yeah. Just people, you know, people, this is not getting any coverage on the news.
No. And actually, I think it's being buried.
Yeah.
And I want to get your take because you're living in the eye of the storm.
Now, okay. We can pause this tape if you have questions as we go.
Yes.
But
I'd like to know.
Simply,
like to see what's going on.
Simply a young lady describing what's going on in FLA.
The linemen have arrived in Florida, and they are literally breaking TikTok. So I'm a New York girly. I lived in New York City for the last, 10, 15 years, and we just moved to Florida. I've been here for 8 months, and, I'm experiencing
can you pause
this
it right
whole
there,
Florida
actually?
Lineman
Of course.
Just where she said, and we just moved to Florida. I'm like,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's all about timing, Mike.
I'm experiencing this whole Florida lineman thing on TikTok, and I need to explain to you what's going on. Okay. So these people, because there's Florida line men and women, let's not forget, but these people are arriving to Florida to help fix, you know, all the places where the electricity went down, where people have no power because Hurricane Ian was just a complete savage and destroyed so much.
Bet.
Okay, so the men are out here on TikTok. They're out here on Tinder. And this girl is like, don't worry about us here in Florida. We're good. Look at my Tinder. And it's like, lineman, 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 lineman. And she's like, ooh, they're so hot. Okay, all fun. Until a wife gets on TikTok, sees her husband on her TikTok in Tinder, and is like, oh my God, that's my man. So now the wives are coming out. They're making TikToks. They're like, yeah, that's my man. Good luck serving him his steak the way he likes it cooked. And these are our two kids and blah, blah, blah. So pissed. And then the wives are like, you girls in Florida, stay away from our men. You're bucket bunnies. What's a bucket bunny?
Bucket bunnies.
A bucket bunny is a woman who goes after these men because they know that they're on job and they're getting paid to like fix everything. And so they're chasing the bucket. It's like they're chasing the bag. Then there are linemen who are like, that's my picture, but that's not me. That's a catfish because I'm not even in Florida right now. And that's not my name, but that's my picture. So there's catfish linemen.
Wow.
So you've got linemen, you've got bucket bunnies, you've got catfish, you've got Tinder, and you've got me watching this all unfold. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I love it here.
And that, Mike, that is the story of the bucket bunny.
Wow. That's awesome. That was the best piece of tape we've ever had. Fantastic. Wow.
She did a fine job of breaking it down. So many people are affected.
By the way, in her little way,
yeah,
that woman was a absolute 10 on a scale of 10 storyteller.
Yes.
She did a magnificent job.
Better than most broadcasters.
Explaining it. My feelings on the subject.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey,
you know what? We're relying on these guys, tens of thousands of them, and they're all over the place. They want to come to our state and have a little fun. You know, be careful. Use protection. That's what I'd like to say to the linemen. Okay, yes. There you go. Because people are, by the way, these guys are being treated like gold. And if people see them out and you're like at a diner, people buy them dinner and all that. I would. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. When your power comes on, it's a great. They have a lot of great videos down here. They use this giant pole. This big stick, and they're
Yes, well,
that's
what
exactly.
You.
Oh my God! There you go. All right,
that's why. That's why. We,
bucket you get that again.
You'd yell at me if I made that joke.
That was pretty good.
Deck
okay. Anyway,
create memories with a great deck.
Create memories.
So there's this giant lever that they push with it. You know when you have a one of the long poles that you use to say get a light bulb out from a high location.
Yeah.
So they take this thing and they just, you see them make the connection for the circuit. And it's just the most neat thing to see when they're doing that. And to see the convoys of the trucks going down. But I don't want to take away from the beautiful moment of bucket bunnies.
Yes.
You know? And really, down here, you got to think about the demographics as well.
Yeah.
So you've got these virile 32-year-old linemen. Coming down to Florida, you know, I say, have at it, youngsters, you know. And by the way, if you're going to be a bucket bunny, dress like a bucket bunny. You know what I mean? Really.
And what is that? Ears?
Like Playboy bunnies.
Oh, okay. Very good. Like back in the club.
Ears. Ears.
Well, he said the same thing, essentially.
Ears.
The old Playboy.
Like Ralphie from the Christmas
story. No, that's not exactly what I said. If I'd said that, I would have said rabbit costume.
Okay, whatever. But that was fascinating. Listen, I have a news to read.
Yes, of course.
And we're going to take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. Bucket buddies. Yeah. Thanks so much for getting my power back on. Would you like to come in? We'll be right back, everybody.
When Mike's away, Rob, Oscar, and Pony get away with hilarity on the latest bonus show.
When you point at me, that means to go.
Here's Rob and Oscar.
I'm not making demands of dude.
What did you get for Christmas?
hot dog?
You did not get a hot dog for Christmas.
Dude?
Yes.
You enjoy eating Lay's brand potato chips?
Yes, I do.
Are you drinking again?
Today's show was so heartfelt. If you could only bring that kind of real emotion to your voice acting.
Oh, no!
The TMOS Bonus Show is family fun for everyone. Gather the kids, get a subscription, and laugh the day away at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Dude is so funny. When he sent me that message, I laughed my ass. It was really one of the first real laughs. One of the bad days where I wasn't happy. He said, today's show is so heartfelt. If only you could bring that kind of emotion to your voice acting. I laughed out loud.
Such
funny
a good
man.
Guy. Good guy.
Hey, you know we all love Rothy's, the best shoes in our closets, and you're going to love them too. They're insanely comfortable. I know you're going to love them. You really are. Rothy's feel broken in from day one. Say goodbye to the break-in period you usually have to go through with other shoes. Their soft, flexible material and wildly comfortable insoles make them one of the most wearable shoes right out of the box. If you hate dirty sneakers, relax. Rothy's are machine washable, and they're knit with 100% recycled materials. Even the sneaker laces are made from recycled plastic water bottles. No wonder Rothy's best-selling men's shoes get a 5-star review from almost every customer. To top it all off, the driving loafer was named one of Time Magazine's 100 Best Inventions of 2021 in the style category, calling it an ideal shoe for the late pandemic era. This season, find out why people fall hard for Rothy's with new shoes, bags, and more for everybody. You can snag something for yourself or someone you love for a limited time. Get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's $20 off at Rothy's.com/TMOS, and we appreciate that. Let's get right to the news, and of course, Rob sent me the news sounder, but I didn't put it in my soundboard.
Oh, so you need that? Hold on.
All you got. Yeah, we need that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Oh, you have it?
From
that's
the four
good.
Corners of the worldwide web that? And into your digital device. Yay. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yeah, I lost it. It got lost to the shuffle.
You don't need to reset,
I got that
do you?
One. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you. Aaron Judge.
Yes.
Is the American League home run king. Last night against the Texas Rangers, he hit number 62 on the season, breaking the record set by fellow Yankee Roger Maris 61 years ago. On the books, Judge is only 7th on the all-time list, but you know the drill with that.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Lil Hinky with the old juicy juicy. So they're saying maybe this is the real deal. They were suspected of juicing, although McGwire is the only one who admitted it. So a lot of people consider Judge the real home run king of Major League Baseball now that he's one dinger ahead of Maris. That includes Roger Maris Jr., who tweeted, quote, "Congratulations to Aaron Judge and his family on Aaron's historic home run number 62. It has definitely been a baseball season to remember. You are all class and someone who should be revered. For the majority of fans, we can now celebrate a new clean home run king.
I
there
love
it
that.
Is.
I love that.
Meanwhile, Corey Yeomans from Dallas caught the ball. Corey Yeomans caught the ball.
Outstanding.
He says he doesn't know what he's going to do with it. I don't think he talks
no,
about
I think,
that.
No, I think
all.
I saw a video that said he's a hedge fund manager.
Yeah, I think he makes a lot. Really? He makes a lot of money.
Darn it.
Yeah, I know.
I just saw the name Corey Yeomans, you know. So I took the baseball and I put it in my Yeti cooler to make sure it was safe and sound. it kind of stunk from the fish I had in it, but so it's no fun. I made that
Yeah,
up.
I think
I'm
he
sorry.
Might be a corporate citizen.
I have two calls from the home run last night. I know you'll prefer one of them. I'd like to share them both with you. This is the TV call. It's fine.
High fly ball.
History.
Okay, so that's
terrible.
Medium at
that's
best.
That's terrible
but
for the
then,
moment. Because you rehearse
you
it. You write it down.
Of
you,
course you,
you
do.
Have, you prepare it. That's the way it goes.
You know who did a fine job was on WFAN, John Sterling did it.
Oh,
we added a little music.
The Yankees radio guy.
We added a little music, and I think this is a lot more emotional. A little. I hope this
we
is the call.
We or the tape?
What's that?
Like, did you add the music?
No,
or
no.
Is it what they gave us?
This is what they gave us.
Is John Sterling the radio guy for the Yankees?
Yes. Yeah, he's radio. Okay. Yankees radio on WFAN.
Here's the 1-1.
Here we go.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run. The most home runs any American leaguer has hit in a single season. And the American League has been alive for 120 years. This is Judgment Day. Case closed.
That is a study in
exactly.
A great broadcaster and a guy.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well,
it is night
without
and day,
the music,
Rob. I'm so glad you played.
Would have stood on its own.
But I was so pleased that you were here that I was able to share that with you because that's exactly what I thought of when I listened to it.
In the era of get rid of the great baritones and the great voices, not only does John Sterling have the great voice, I'm going to listen to that on my own. It's spectacular.
Share it with
Michael.
You should show him that.
It's just that's so cool. That is really
baseball
really
and radio
cool.
Hand in hand. There's really nothing better. Nothing better.
I agree.
Also, you missed when Rob and I are doing Who's on First because we had no idea what was going on.
Well, actually,
Oscar did. Rob did.
If you review the tape,
the play. You mean
the baseball in general? So the most upsetting sports conversation. And Rob actually was right. I
about
was wrong.
The tying of the record and the what
I was
would
like,
break
if,
the record.
If Mike was here, he'd fire us.
Well,
both.
Yeah, he'd kill you, and then he'd kill me for letting you say it.
That is just, as somebody who loves radio play-by-play, guys, that was exciting. Thank you for doing that. People Magazine, on another sports story that's not that good, says Gisele Bündchen has hired a divorce lawyer, and Tom Brady is, quote, trying to figure out what to do while also looking for his own attorney. There's still no official word for if their troubles have anything to do with Tom returning to the NFL after a 40-day retirement. But one source says, quote, they decided together that Brady would retire, and then he decided by himself that he'd come back. She's a very pros versus cons person.
What?
Wow. The F does that mean?
I think they should hire John Sterling to cover their divorce.
She's a very pros versus cons. That would be the TV guy that would write a sentence like
You're
that.
You're right. Exactly right.
She's a very pros versus cons. There it goes. Anyway. So
I thought you were going to say pros versus hoes.
Antonio Brown.
It's a good show.
Antonio Brown is nuts, but this was funny to me.
Okay.
He trolled them hard with, he posted a photo of himself hugging Gisele at the Super Bowl, and it was so effing funny.
Looks passionate, but they just won a Super Bowl. So
exactly.
Like, we won a Super Bowl. Yeah.
It's just so, it's bad. It's wrong. So good luck.
Grabbed
her
right by
that.
The Bündchen.
Yeah.
Speaking of marital bliss, Angelina Jolie dropped some more abuse allegations against Brad Pitt. This goes on and on. How long have they been apart? Good.
Probably longer than they were together.
They were contained in new court papers filed in the dispute over their French winery. Hey, Brad, give up the winery. Let her have it. You've got more money than Jesus. Let her have it.
You mean the La Pit?
Le Pit. The new accusations allegedly occurred on that plane ride. Angela says Brad, blah, 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 and he also blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. All right, whatever. So they're still fighting. There, that's it. Going on and on and on. Very gossipy. The dating site Plenty of Fish just put out a goofy list of new dating trends they expect to see in 2023, and they came up with names for all of them. So this is interesting to me, even though I'm not in the dating market.
I'm not sure I would go to a dating site called Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of fish out there. Pony.
Oh, okay.
Pony, I think it's got your name on it.
I swear
to God. That's what
fishing.
I would do.
Yeah.
Elvis hated
your
fish.
Your favorite is grouper.
grouper. That's the girls that go out to a bar in a large numbers.
That's right.
You gotta tap that bass.
Thank you, Pony. Easy.
Come on.
This is why you're sick.
Maybe it was a little too easy. Yeah.
They polled 8,000 singles, and these are the emerging dating trends. Number one, main character energy. Focusing on yourself instead of wasting time on people who don't meet your standards or needs. It's a play on BDE. We know that energy.
Sure.
Big Dirk energy. Mm-hmm. Number two is echo dumping. Dating or not dating someone based on how environmentally conscious they are or are not. Okay, good luck with that. One in five singles say they know someone who's dumped someone because of their views on climate change and the environment didn't align.
Mike, so didn't that's, you say you don't recycle because it doesn't make a dent?
I may. I've said a lot of things on this show.
Yeah, and you know what? He's still happily married.
I don't believe it, though. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
See,
thank you,
Rob. I'm on your side.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'll tell you what makes a difference. Power washing the gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and cleaning the fish tank.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Plenty of fish, Mike.
This is my favorite one. Heat doming.
What?
Heat doming. Dating someone specifically for their household amenities. Basically just to mooch off their air conditioning, pool, Wi-Fi, or comfortable bed.
Oh, wow.
Heat doming. This is number four. There are only five, thank God. Well, there were six, but I only used five.
Okay.
Inflating. Going on less expensive dates because of inflation and the current economic environment.
Oh,
that's pragmatic. I can see that. Yeah.
If dating was your job, you'd tear back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know the that fabulous website OnlyFans. How about OnlyPlans?
Mm. Oh.
Repeatedly planning dates with someone, but never actually following through on them due to an array of mostly contrived excuses. Thank you.
I like that one.
Thank you very much. I got to get through this because we are running very, very short on time. Justin Bieber was photographed with his pants around his knees while golfing over the weekend. The singer was enjoying the sunshine at an exclusive golf course in Los Angeles when he stopped behind a nearby tree to take a whiz. In the photos, the pop star laughed while trying to find a place to relieve himself. He did it out in the middle of nowhere. You know, standing next to a tree where everybody can see your Schwanstucker is not finding a place to pee, Justin. But there it was. And you know,
are you beginning to imply he's not the brightest?
Well, you know, I think sometimes you want to talk about Big Dirk energy.
Yeah.
You know, he found that tree.
We've established he's got a grain silo.
Yeah.
He does.
Let's get those pictures off to Maddie right away.
A grain silo. And now a little something, something. Rob, I'm going to need your help on this.
Okay, I'm pleased to do it.
Play along. I think you'll get where it's going. All right. California Highway Patrol's Madera office said troopers responded to State Route 99 near Avenue 11 when a big rig and a box truck collided about 8 a.m. on Monday. Photos from the scene show the roadway littered with candy and spilled from one of the involved vehicles. Probably the box truck.
Yeah,
California Highway Patrol said no injuries were reported from the accident. And, of course, people will be asking,
What kind of
candy?
Is it a round candy?
I think it may indeed be. It was a very severe accident, and the candy was all over the road.
Do you suppose there was more than one flavor of candy?
I think there were multiples on the road in California.
Do you suppose we could tell people what the flavors are?
I suppose we could, because the candy was a lifesaver.
But what flavor?
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavors. Shannon in the morning.
I looked. I didn't have a jingle. I'm sorry. I looked.
We can post it. We can fix it in post. That'll be fantastic. Yes. We got to take a break and fly. Rob's got to come right back because he's got Town of Sound to do for us. And we will be right back with that on the Mike O'Mara Post Game Show.
All right, boys, settle down. It's me, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, the sassy lassie with a classy chassis. You may have read that I enjoy the company of the fairer sex. Guys never did it for me because while a guy is doing it, he's thinking how great it would be with a different woman. Whereas when a straight woman is doing it, she's thinking how lousy it is with this guy. If your lady needs something spooky, scary, racy, or lacy for your Halloween celebrations, visit the TMOS Shopping Center, little monsters. Just like my sweater goblins, these handsome devils need a lot of extra support.
scary. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is a busy Elvira. This is a busy time of year, and the last thing you need. Never been a fan. The last thing you need is having to run out at the last minute and, you know, heading out to some overpriced drugstore just because you ran out of razors. The solution. Harry's. They deliver right to your door, so you never need to worry. I'm a Harry's guy for life. We all are. I travel with my Harry's when I'm evacuating. Blades that never seem to get dull and the best shaving cream and body wash on the planet. Right now, you can get your Harry's starter set for just $3. Plus, you get a free travel size body wash. The set includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. That's a $16 value, all for just $3. Quick Harry's story. Went over, seriously, was evacuating. Yep. Knew that I put almost a priority in my little, as my mom used to call it, it's a drop kit. My drop kit. That's
I
where
was
I put all my toiletries.
Drop kit.
Well, maybe I'm wrong about that. Well, my mom taught me it was a drop kit. It's a drop kit.
I think it is a drop kit.
But all I know, I didn't. I thought I put my razor in there. It's my first priority, and then I couldn't find it. And somehow, it got into my suitcase, and I panicked. You have never seen panic like when I didn't have my Harry's razor. So is it really called a drop kit? Well, we'll discuss that on another show.
Yeah.
Harry says the highest customer satisfaction rating in the shaving industry, and they're still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries, but you will. It's on them if you don't, blah, blah, blah. No matter how busy things get, you can stay fresh with Harry's. Get your Harry's starter set today, and you also get the free travel-size body wash. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Soundtown, please. Thank you.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
Simply put, a dop kit, D-O-P-P, is a small bag for storing toiletries.
Not drop.
No, dop. D-O-P-P, apparently.
Isn't it just a toiletries bag?
Well, that's different, but I didn't go deep into the article because it's time for Soundtown. The first responders, Mike, I mean, no one will disagree if I were to say they're incredible.
Yes.
They just, I mean, and you've seen it firsthand down there. But they're all over the country, all doing things. This first responder, this was on TikTok. This
I
video.
Disagree.
Stop
no,
it.
No, I'm sorry. Go
How
ahead.
How dare
I'm
you?
Kidding. All right, I'm sorry.
This guy lost his temper a little bit because he's tired of people doing stupid things to become viral on TikTok, and then he has to rescue. A lady got into a dryer and got stuck, and he had to get her out of the dryer. And he was not having any of it.
Here we go. I'm going to lift you up again.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This isn't working. Cindy, I'm putting this on the internet.
No.
Yes. I'm going to put this on YouTube.
You're not
right now. Waste of resources.
We can get you out, okay?
Let her head come out.
No, we can't.
Let me see your head. Dude, you're never doing a dare again.
Ladies, I don't think you understand that you will be paying for this 911 call. I'm trying to do my job here. Now get your feet back out, ma'am. Wrap them in this towel right here against the back wall. You ready for this?
Get her out.
Okay, here we go.
Right here.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, my gosh. Don't hurt her. Don't hurt her.
Okay.
Here she comes.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was not having
there is
any
one
of it.
Lady yakking back there.
I know.
It is the nastiest woman. Yeah. Oh, yeah, whatever.
We're just trying to
you
have
hear
some
her in the
fun.
Back with her attitude. You know?
I would have left her in the dryer.
I would, too, if they were saying, whatever. Okay, whatever. I'll see you later.
All right.
You deal with it.
Toodles,
you know?
Noodles.
Right. Yeah.
Mike,
and by the way, there's a way to get out of the dryer. I used to sleep in the dryer.
Well, you like the warmth.
Yeah, you can get out of there. It's just, you know,
it's
you gotta,
cold New England winter.
It's a process.
I remember when you were little, we sometimes had to take you out of the lint trap because you get sucked right on through.
Right. That's why I had a one-word name for the first radio station I worked at in Connecticut.
What was that?
Tumble.
Now, you see, Mike, I know you're clever when it comes to mimicry, but when does a celebrity become an impression of themselves?
Oh, that's interesting.
When so many people do it, that it becomes part of our national consciousness.
Okay.
I'll give you examples.
Oh, please.
Christopher Walken.
Okay.
Is a parody of himself when he speaks.
First one that comes to mind for me is when Bob Dylan sang on We Are the World and was forced to sound as much like Bob Dylan as possible.
What do you mean he was forced to sound as much like Bob Dylan?
Stevie Wonder taught him how to sing his part like Bob Dylan. Because he wasn't sounding enough like Bob Dylan at the.
I didn't know that.
There's a choice we're making. Anyway.
Okay.
The new Stevie Nicks record sounds like Stevie Nicks trying to be Stevie Nicks. And you will like it because you'll know the song already. It's the old Buffalo Springfield song.
What a field day for the heat.
I can listen to her.
1,000 people in the street.
That's a great record for her.
It is. But doesn't she sound so Stevie Nicks-y?
Yeah. That works for me, though.
Okay.
Can I hear the hook?
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. He's
what's
Paul McCartney,
with him?
And
no,
he doesn't like it.
It's Buffalo Springfield.
I think she sounds great.
I just think she sounds.
He doesn't like her. He doesn't like Stevie Nicks.
No, I like her. Okay, I think she's just sounding so much like Stevie Nicks. It sounded.
But Stevie Nicks. But I think that's great. I mean, I think it works. What's your opinion of it? That to me is the right record, the right cover
for
the right artist.
But I also think there's almost no outlet for it. The sad thing.
Well, that I can't. Yeah. I have no idea.
I appreciate it. And yeah, I like the song. I like the song better than the original.
And I'll hear it. I'll never listen to it again. Yeah. The only time I'll hear it is when you bring it to
never
us.
Again.
Never again. Never Stevie. Again, Stevie. Shut up,
I'd
Stevie.
I'd love to. I think it's good. It's a way to go, Stevie.
Mike, McDonald's really thinks we're idiots because now they've come out with Happy Meals for adults. And here is the McDonald's chief marketing officer explaining why we need these. And they're going, of course,
the infantilization of America.
They're trying
right
to appeal
here.
To the fact that us grown-ups used to be 5 years old.
Yeah, look, Cactus Plant Flea Market Box, it's a universal, familiar experience that we all had as children, which was that kid-like joy you had with your Happy Meal. And if it wasn't you, maybe the experience you've had watching your children have a Happy Meal. And we thought it would be a great way to really capture that joy.
Pause
and
it for
wrap
a second. Let me tell you what the experience I enjoy when my kids have a Happy Meal. I throw it in the back seat.
That's it. That's it.
I mean, are they going to put trinkets that I'll be interested in?
They have McDonald's collectible trinkets.
No, look at him. He wants it. I knew.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a terrible idea.
This show has everything. That is the last chess piece of this show that brings me such joy because he really wants to know. Let the guy finish because we got an audience of one here.
Let the guy
He's
finish.
Going to want to.
That's him. Mike, you can check out for the next 32 seconds. You're excused, okay?
Capture that joy and wrap it up in a great experience that we could give to adults. Then we did a great collab with Cactus Plant Flea Market. They did the design of the box and these great little surprises you find inside. So you go through that same kid-like experience. You get to choose either a Big Mac or a 10-piece nugget with our world-famous fries and a drink. And then the surprise for the adult is this really fantastic collab, uniquely designed figurine. Gives our fans a chance to be part of art and culture. And to do it, we brought back some nostalgic friends from our McDonald Land days.
Would you say that a 4-inch grimace is more art or culture?
I'm a collector.
Grimace.
Look, honey, it's a condom.
By the way, I don't know if you had a chance, and you can always see this online. They did a pretty funny sketch on Saturday Night Live this weekend where Grimace came back and he was ripped.
Oh, tomorrow can we get the review of the new cast and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't watched it,
all right?
I'd love to do that.
Thumbs up. But then I always warn you against the first episode of the year because they have 5 months to write it. Next week is the one that'll really set this up.
Well, no, I want to talk about tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't want to leave it all on the floor.
All right,
floor
and we close with this, Mike. You know I don't like birds. You know I don't like talking birds. But I'm okay if your parrot sings the Radiohead song Creep with you.
I don't care if it hurts.
I remember.
I want to have you. I want to hurt your body. And I want a perfect
I got.
I love that. Make sure we get Oscar a box of those new Happy Meals as soon as they are available,
ASAP.
Please.
Birdie the early bird in fine porcelain.
Don't forget, we are have a little show in New Orleans in April. Get your arrangements made and get your tickets soon. We're going to be telling you all the details. At some point, I have to record a promo, but you know, we'll get to it. I got a bird cage to clean out.
Go anyway, and label your storm shutters.
Yes, amen. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Great to be back for Oscar and Rob. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
The miracle happened, Mike. The miracle happened.
Yay!
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I would like to hear a Space Force Spirit on three. One, two, three.
Space Force Spirit.
Ah!
All right, here.
But something is right here.
You gotta play by the f***ing rules. Not all heroes wear capes.
Shut the f*** up.